from the matrix. So we've done extraction, next stage is separation. So where we've got a mixture of analytes, then separation is the norm. In water chemistry, there's always a whole pile of things present. We invariably have a separation step. If you're taking something in a biological matrix, there's always a whole suite of things present, so we always have to do separation. The other thing to consider is interference. So we might be separating compounds of interest, for instance, our DDT, DDD, DDE. But if we've got some other organic chlorinated compounds present that are not related, we must get rid of those because they potentially could generate a signal at the end, which we might think is DDT, but actually it's not. So it's important then to identify in advance any potential interfering compounds. You might have to do some trial analyses at the start, where you are analysing for things that are present in that matrix before you put any of the analyte in, to determine what your potential interfering compounds are. And then after you've figured out the interfering compounds, you then look for it when you've got your analyte present as well and see if you're getting any change in the analytical response. So there's often quite a bit of investigative work involved. People will come up and ask me, whether they can get this analyzed or that analyzed. The reality is it's often a big process to get the method up to make sure it's robust, that you are not falling for any tricks. So for instance, analysing for pesticides in sugar cane, there's a huge amount of sugar obviously in sugar cane. Now the vast amount of sugar will often get in the road of a trace amount of a pesticide. So the first thing to do, you have to get rid of this interfering sugar, which will be sucking up a certain amount of your analyte in the very first stage before you go on and do your